moving on now to the next slide, we'll talk about CUPERTs, which are Qualified Personal Residence Trusts. A CUPERT is designed to hold a personal residence, and it allows an individual or a married couple to transfer interest in their primary residence or vacation home to this CUPERT trust, and over time pass it to their intended beneficiaries at a reduced tax cost under technical tax rules. Under the CUPERT rules in the tax code, an individual is allowed to retain the right to use or live in the home for a fixed number of years. Once those fixed number of years expires, the property then passes to his or her chosen beneficiaries. The CUPERT may be drafted so that the beneficiaries receive the residence outright and own it in their own names, or in a trust that can be structured in a way to continue to hold the property. Once the property passes to the intended beneficiaries, the individual who set it up can continue to stay in the property so long as they pay rent to the new owners. And in this way, it's possible to continue to use the property after having given it away to family or other intended beneficiaries. An example of how a CUPERT might work is laid out on this slide. This illustrates how a CUPERT transaction would work for a married couple that owns a vacation home in a state, say Rhode Island. And let's assume that the home is worth $5 million and that each of the individuals is 60 years old. They would each transfer a one-half interest in the home to their own CUPERT. So Frank, in this example, would move $2.5 million worth of the home to his CUPERT, and Mia would transfer $2.5 million of her home to her own CUPERT. Each would retain the right to stay in the home for the term of the CUPERT, which we've assumed here to be 15 years. As you can see from the slide, there's an actuarial determination of what the gift would be at the end of the CUPERT term. So in each case, Frank is giving an asset worth $2.5 million over a 15-year period to his intended beneficiaries. The value of that gift is discounted to be only $1.4 million in change, same with Mia. And so the total amount of the gift that would be charged under the federal tax rules would be a gift of $2.8 million, and the property worth $5 million would be moved out of their estates. Turning to the next slide, we reach the conclusion. So, assuming that Frank and Mia survive the entire 15-year CUPERT term, which is a requirement of the tax code in order to achieve the tax benefits, the entire $5 million residence is removed from their estates and has only, quote, cost them $2.9 million of the gift. And the savings here can be significant, looking at the difference between the fair market value of the home when the CUPERTs were set up and the taxable gift of $2.9 million, that would result in $2.1 million being sheltered from federal tax, and assuming the current 40% rate, that would be $840,000 of tax savings, plus any applicable state estate tax living savings they may achieve, assuming a Rhode Island estate tax is in place at that time. In addition, all of the appreciation in the value of the Rhode Island residence after the time that it was transferred to the CUPERTs would be removed from the tax base and not subject to either gift tax through the CUPERT transaction, or, assuming they survive the full 15-year terms of the CUPERT, from estate tax at Frank and Mia's deaths.